He stands by his abortion ban. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News.
I'm pro-life, even in an election year.
Senate Republican Lindsey Graham on Fox News Sunday. Last week, he proposed a bill to ban most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The South Carolina lawmaker says that would put the U.S. in line with other countries like France, Germany, and England.
Only in Washington is it extreme to protect a baby at 15 weeks from an excruciating death.
Democrats argue the proposal is proof the GOP wants to restrict abortion nationwide if it wins control of Congress in November. With just about 8 weeks to go before the midterms, abortion is an issue. A recent Fox News poll found the highest level of support for abortion being legal in 3 years. Inflation is also an issue, the number one issue, according to White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein.
Yes, prices remain uncomfortably high. That's why it's the top priority. That's why we're doing everything we can, whether it's a release of oil from the strategic reserves that the president oversaw to help on gas, whether it's our work in the ports.
Bernstein on Fox News Sunday. Republicans argue runaway government spending is worsening inflation. It's a humanitarian crisis. That's how New York Mayor Eric Adams describes the almost daily arrival of migrants to his city. Last week, two planes were sent to Martha's Vineyard by Florida's Ron DeSantis.
He will be sending additional individuals to other locations. We received $12 million, and he made it very clear that he was going to spend every penny of those $12 million to protect Floridians.
Florida Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez. Fiona is now a hurricane as it heads toward Puerto Rico. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Atrocities are being uncovered in eastern Ukraine. In a message on Instagram last night, President Volodymyr Zelensky said more than 10 torture chambers have been found in the Kharkiv region, where Russian forces have recently been pushed out of.
Investigators in the newly liberated city of Izium say it's going to take quite some time to figure out the cause of death in each of these cases in this newly discovered mass grave, because simply there are just so many bodies that they are discovering.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Kyiv. Also in Ukraine, a Vatican envoy came under attack while delivering humanitarian supplies. The cardinal from Poland was not hurt. President Biden and the First Lady are in London for tomorrow's funeral for Queen Elizabeth. Today, they'll attend a reception at Buckingham Palace after paying their respects at Westminster Hall. That's where the Queen is lying in state and where crowds of people have spent hours upon hours waiting in line just to walk past her coffin. The Queen's death has meant many hours of overtime for British police officers and other officials. It's also meant a lot more work for factory employees in China.
Less than 2 hours after Queen Elizabeth died, a factory south of Shanghai started receiving orders for thousands and thousands of British flags. The 20,000 the factory had on hand were sent out the next morning, and the employees have been working 14-hour days ever since, sending out over 500,000 Union Jacks in the first week after the Queen passed away. The factory had previously been focusing on flags for soccer's upcoming World Cup, and employees say they pay attention to news stories that might mean more orders, because as the factory's general manager says, there's a business opportunity behind every news event. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Puso. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.